Republicans propose taxes on skill games in Pennsylvania. Republican politicians in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania have tabled the subject of regulating and taxing skill games for an imminent debate on gambling in the region. Pennsylvania skill are games that are similar to slot gaming terminals and can be found throughout the state in small venues such as bars, restaurants, and convenience stores. Republican Senators Kim Ward and Joe Pittman would like these terminals to be treated on an equal footing to slot machines found in land-based casino venues within the jurisdiction. They have released a memo outlining why they believe these skill games should be regulated. They argue there are some benefits to the regulation of skill games in the state, which include giving players of these games increased consumer protection that customers enjoy in a regulated gaming market. It would also reduce the number of children who gain access to slot games and are able to gamble while underage. Additionally, the senators say the move would generate a significant amount of revenue for the local community. Taxes on Pennsylvania skill could generate significant revenue. The Republican senators have highlighted there could be up to 80,000 skill game machines in Pennsylvania and have stated there is an estimated achievable tax revenue of more than $140 million. The venues where these skill games are located have expressed concerns about the proposals, saying that are small operators and provide vital services to the local community. They say extra state taxes would have a negative impact on their businesses. The skill games issue has become quite contentious and last year led to casino operators in the state taking legal action against locations with skill games in the venue. Quote, without a regulatory structure in place, the Commonwealth cannot determine the number of machines that are operating across Pennsylvania, whether appropriate taxes are being remitted, and whether the payouts offered by these machines are fair to the player. Currently, these devices lack any enforceable age restriction and have no safeguards to prevent or address problem gaming issues and addiction. Memorandum. Senators in Pennsylvania.